You're the director.
You want to live.
Yes.
You want to live. What does that look like for you right now?
What does that look like to me?
You living, you want your desire to live after everything that you've gone through, the surgeries, the brushes with death, you want to live. You putting your hand on that doctor's shoulder and expressing to her your desire to live. What does that look like for you right now?
Right now, it looks like health.
Okay.
I have to take care of my health. I have to do the things that I know that's going to keep me alive.
Right.
And
right.
One of the things that I have to do is exercise, get rest, mm-hmm. Exercise my brain, and eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I have to, and I'm trying to do the plant-based, but I know I'm not completely there with the plant-based. Mm-hmm. I do eat vegetables, and I do eat the fruits,
right.
And I'm cutting out the meat. I'm trying to cut that out completely. I do eat a little fish and shrimp, but that's what I've changed in my whole lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle change.
It is. It is. And I will bear witness to you eating healthy. I mean, we had no meat today in our brunch. You checked me on some things that you should not be eating. And so I'm grateful to learn more about your palate. So in the future, we can move past that.
But the brunch was excellent without no meat and none of that. It was phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Do it every single day.
No meat, no salt. All fruits and vegetables. It was.
Now, one thing that I am experiencing.
What's up?
Is I mentioned to you that my ankles are swelling. Mm-hmm. And I'm cutting out the salt.
The salt.
But I did talk to my oncologist about the swelling of the ankle. So now I'm going to have to wear the leg compressions.
Right. Which is like the arm sleeve, right?
It's like the arm sleeve. Right. But what it does is help your circulation.
Right. Okay.
And she said the cause of that, which I didn't know,
is
because of the surgery in the stomach. She said sometimes when you have surgery like that in your stomach, the tissue, she said it affects the lymph nodes. And the lymph nodes are what will cause the circulation. It affects the circulation in your leg.
So basically, do you have to get moving?
Yeah, I have to move. Yeah. I have to move around.
Okay.
But I also have to put my legs up when I'm sitting.
That makes sense.
I have to put them up, my feet up.
Okay.
So, you know.
But this is good. This is forcing you to put your feet up.
It's forcing me to put my feet up. I have to think about it. But the thing that I want to express and stress is the fact that it seems like it's always something. It's always something that comes out of something that you just did.
Right,
it's always, to me, and maybe not everyone, but to me, it's always something that has come out of something. But the most important thing is that I'm alive. I'm here today, and I'm here to talk about my experience. That's a blessing. I thank God for that. But the point that I want to make is, it's important to do these things, and it's going to always be something. And especially when you get a certain age, it's going to be some added on challenges that you have to go through.
Right.
But believe me, whatever it is that you have to go through, do it.
Right.
And that's my attitude. Just do it.
Right.
Just do it and be done with it. And just know that every day you're waking up, live for that day.
Right.
And enjoy your life.
I am so grateful and glad and honored and privileged and all those good things that you are sitting right here with me in this moment in time, and you shared your journey and your story of hope. I wish you guys could see her face right now, but you'll see it later, you know, once we get to the party. Yes, we're going to have a party where all of these beautiful people are going to come together and just finally meet each other and share their encouraging stories of hope with each other over some delicious food prepared by Sean Powell, Chef Sean Powell, and myself, and we're gonna have a ball.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
I love you and thank you so much.
And thank you for this experience and allowing me to share my story.
My pleasure.
My son.
Ah, my mama. Thank you. I love you.